Locals looking for a refreshing way to spend a sunny afternoon have several lazy rivers to choose from across the province, but some of them aren't exactly close to the city. From Vancouver, lazy rivers are limited, with one of the best options located nearly a couple of hours outside of the city. That said, Alouette River offers awe-inspiring panoramas as it journeys out of Golden Ears Provincial Park, serving as an ideal playground for folks looking to escape the daily grind. Have a look at some of the top spots for locals to explore across the province. Lazy Rivers, Penticton River Channel. Spanning an impressive 4 miles long, this iconic float is considered one of BC's best. Although it is a man-made waterway, it is also generally safer and offers a relaxing drift down the river in the sunny Okanagan Valley. Connecting Okanagan Lake to Skaha Lake, tubers will enjoy stunning vistas in all directions. You can also rent an inner tube at the entrance to the float if you don't have your own. Find out everything you need to know about visiting Penticton and enjoying this popular summer activity. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Mariana Kraljevic, at Lakeview_Villa_Penticton. Enderby River Float. Located in the Okanagan between Armstrong and Salmon Arm, this breathtaking passageway offers a number of relaxed trips down the scenic Shuswap River. Some trips are as little as 3 kilometers long, while others span a whopping 11 kilometers. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Ruby Mae Dogalis, at RubeDog. Cowichan River Float. Located on Vancouver Island near Duncan, the Cowichan River Float offers nearly 3 hours of floating fun down crystal clear waters and is surrounded by lush forests. Floaters may also stop in a few places along their aquatic journey to explore some beautiful beaches. At the end of the ride, they can also enjoy a refreshing swim before heading home. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Moon Travel Guides, at Moon Guides. Alouette River. Located in Maple Ridge, Alouette River originates in the awe-inspiring Golden Ears Provincial Park and offers a scenic float for locals looking for an escape just outside of Metro Vancouver. But it isn't always a lazy, slow-moving current, so it isn't advised for children. There are many places to start the journey, but many people like to start their float at Alco Park and finish in Davidson's Pools. Once they are there, they can take a refreshing dip to complete the experience. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Yana Banana Banana, at Yana Sadapi. Similkameen River. Located in the stunning Similkameen Valley, this waterway is a whopping 197 kilometers long, surrounded by mountain ranges, lush forests, and an array of wildlife. While there are several different floats to enjoy, locals will need to arrange alternative arrangements at their pickup point since there are no transfers available. Similkameen Valley advises of the following float times: Bromley Rock to the Red Bridge, 4 to 5 hours. Red Bridge to Karamias Pine Park, 2 hours. Red Bridge to Costans Cobau Park, 3.5 hours. Photo via Similkameen Valley.